Joe and Alex show here on Radio Now. And there's something going on. I don't have the answer to it, but I'm going to need some help here. If you're new to the Joe and Alex show, I've been with my wife, Lindsay, for 7 years. I met her when I worked in a country radio when I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And she's traveled across this wonderful country of ours with me, and I appreciate that. But we've been together 7 years and married for almost 4, coming up in several months. But I'm wondering what's going on with our relationship, and maybe I'm totally off base with this. I don't know exactly what's happening, but yesterday I received a text, and I don't know what's going on or what to do. Real quick, don't say anything. Just give me your vocal reaction to saying this. This is the text that I got Alex and Liv yesterday. Pork chop?
Really?
Yeah, really. Liv?
Oh, I know what this is.
Let me see again.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
You know what this is?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, my God.
I want to hear what you have to say. Because
this is more of a visual, so I got to try to talk here. We are on the radio. It says, "Hey, sexy. It's Jenna. I'm in Grand Rapids till next week. Let's meet, maybe grab a drink. I could use your tongue again."
Ew.
Again.
And there's a picture included of her having her teeth pulled or her t-shirt pulled up by her teeth, showing her cleavage in a bra.
She's totally a member of the daddy gang.
What's the daddy gang?
From the Call Her Daddy podcast.
It's like a podcast.
Oh, I said, "Hi, Jenna. I think you texted the wrong person." And then she said, "Oh my God, I'm sorry. That's pretty embarrassing. Sorry for the pic, LOL. I've been texting this dude I met on a dating app a while back from Grand Rapids. I guess I saved the number wrong." And I said, "Haha, it's all good. Hope you find his number."
Why did you even respond?
Well, I'm in radio and I like to see where things go. So that's what I did. And then what does she respond with? She responds with this. Another photo.
She just kept going, sending more and more pics.
She sent another photo to me where she's showing her.
Okay. I know exactly.
Did you tell her?
And then she said, "Are you more into big blanks or a natural booty? I've got more where this came from." And I said, "I think we have to stop. I'm married." And that was pretty much it.
Oh, good for you.
So, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not stupid. I did last night very briefly. I didn't tell her all this. I said, "Hey,
you didn't show her the pictures."
I did not show her the pictures.
These
why? Because I don't want my wife to get worried, and I did give her a heads up because all of her coworkers listen to our show, and I don't want them like, "Oh my God, is your husband cheating on you?"
No.
So I wanted to give her a heads up of what we're talking about. But Liv, you said you think you have an idea here. What's your idea?
Joel, Daddy, my boyfriend got the same. It's a different picture, but
no
the
way.
Same format of text with a photo like that. First sent. Then the text message, I think last week. And he showed me, he was like, "Oh my gosh, wait, look at what this girl sent me." And I started dying laughing. And I was like, "Who is this girl?"
Because I'm going to kill her.
She said like the same exact thing, like, "Oh, hey, Jason, I'm in like blah, blah, blah this week. Like I'm close by, like we should get." And then he was like, "I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number."
These hoes be trifling out here.
Yes. And she said, "I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong number."
You think it's the same girl?
And no, it's not the same girl. It's a different girl. And she said the same exact thing, like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Like I was like talking to a guy that I met on like a dating app who was from here. But like, I am going to be in town though. If you want to hang out, like I could really use some company."
Ew.
These are like spam.
Okay, and here's where I live, and here's where I think Liv is right, and this went from I thought my wife was trying to bust me cheating, because then it's like, "Hey, well, why don't you just click this link and we can chat on a webcam?" And of course, I clicked the link, I will be honest, and it was some like thing where you enter your credit card information,
yes.
And I'm like, and then I asked her, I'm like, "So do you just randomly text guys' numbers to sign up to watch you on cam?" And she's like, "My phone's about to die, but let's have some fun." I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Thanks for the entertainment. Please don't text me anymore. Like I said, I'm married, but I'll talk about this on the radio." And no response after that.
Dude, it's got to be a bot.
Is that what it is?
I think it's a bot.
Yeah, it's spam. So girls will also do this on Bumble and on Tinder to guys, and they'll also do this on Snapchat.
Yeah, I've never heard
like,
of this
you'll
before.
You'll get random people adding you on Snapchat, and like if you accept it, then they'll be like, "Hey, like, pay for my like exclusive Snapchat.
But you were thinking this was Lindsay.
Porn.
No, well, here's the thing where I thought two things, Alex. I thought it was my wife, Lindsay. I thought of three things when this is happening. First, I'll just be totally honest. I was excited. I'm like, oh my God, somebody like, because I thought it was my ex. When like I did date girls before I was married, and I have an ex named Jenna.
Oh my God.
And she had big old boobies like this girl did. Okay. I was like, oh my God, my ex has still got it with me. She can't get over me. So at first I was excited.
But wait, if that was the case, why would you be excited?
I'm just saying, because people like to feel wanted. I would never act on it, but everybody, I don't care what you say. You can judge me all you want. I am trying my best to be a good husband. But that being said, being real and just being an honest person, we all like to be have attention and desire. I didn't act upon that because I'm not a turd. My point is, though, if a guy, one of your exes, Alex, like if you're engaged or married, if he still's like into you, you don't think it's like a turn on at all?
It's like he feels flattered.
I feel very flattered. Thank you, Liv, for digging me out of that hole. Kaya, you're on the Joe and Alex show.
So last week, my boyfriend sent me a screenshot, I'm assuming to do the same thing as your wife, so if I ever saw this, I wouldn't freak out. And it's a picture of someone the same exact thing, this girl half naked, and she said, "Hey, it's Jenny. I'm going to be in Indianapolis this week. Let's get a few drinks while I'm here. I know you miss me. I have some time off."
Oh, my word.
Definitely a bot.
And he said, "I think my guy gave me the wrong number." And then she goes along to say, "Are you even a guy?" Like, and it keeps the conversation going. So I don't know if it's a bot or not, but that is strange. That well, it's the same exact format.
That's the thing, because I said, I'm like, hey, I'm married, you know? Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I like seeing photos. I'm like anybody else. But it just responds not to the thing about, oh, it doesn't matter, but it's just like, check me out on my cam. It's like, it's not a human.
How do they
it's
know
like
that the person on the other end is always a man? Like, that's what's interesting to me. It's not like Liv or I've gotten this bot. It's only dudes.
Well, because all of our information is out on, like, Facebook, and Facebook sells that information to other people. And
oh, so now Liv's in on the conspiracy.
Yeah,
she finally buys it. She finally buys it.
To be honest, though, I would rather have half-naked photos spamming to me than all those calls I get during the day. So you guys can keep this up. Just want to throw it out there. If anybody else is getting that, I guess my misery, my pain, my awkwardness in my relationship with my wife, now you know what happened. Now you know. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now.